coincidentally happen to be tuned in right now to The Good Stuff. Take a minute, just pause, take a deep breath, and enjoy a little bit of The Good Stuff. This is Kim and Mike Burge out of the Heart City of Valentine.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit the Valentine area and Cherry County. 300-plus rooms, numerous Airbnbs, and hundreds of camping spots. How about river access to the Niobrara National Scenic River, Merritt Reservoir for some walleye or muskie fishing with International Dark Skies designation, and a whole lot more. Be sure to check it out at visitvalentine.com.
And do you hear that? No? Well, that's the sound of opportunity. Like a steer in the night, it's elusive, but it's there. Tri-State Livestock News. It's the Rancher's Bible, covering every facet of agriculture every week. We're the bridge between buyers and sellers, day in, day out. Want to rope in that opportunity? Visit TSLN.com and get the lay of the land.
You're invited to the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale coming up May 16th through the 19th in Miles City, Montana. They've got a concert, horse racing, the Oren Murray Permit Challenge, the PRCA Extreme Bronx Match, the Main Street Dance and Wild Horse Racing, and a whole lot more. Josh Turner concert in there with special guest Chancey Williams. And don't forget, they've got all the information you need online, and that's going to be at buckinghorsesale.com.
Okay, Mike, I've got something called A Place for Me. Everyone, listen up close. There is a special place in life that needs my humble skill, a certain job I've meant to do that no one else can fill. The hours may be demanding and the pay is not too good, and yet I wouldn't change it for a moment if I could. There is a special place in life, a goal I must attain, a dream that I must follow, for I won't be back again. There is a mark that I must leave, however small it be, a legacy of love for those who follow after me. There is a special place in life that only I may share, a little path that bears my name, awaiting me somewhere. There is a hand that I must hold, a word that I must say, a smile that I must give, for there are tears to blot away. There is a special place in life that I was meant to fill, a sunny spot where flowers grow upon a windy hill. There's always a tomorrow, and the best is yet to be. And somewhere in the world I know, there is a place for me.
Did you know that we're working for ourselves now? Kind of.
Well, interesting. Carry on.
Well, of course, you have to pay a certain amount of taxes. And somewhere between April 18th and April 23rd of 2024 was Tax Freedom Day.
Oh, there you go. That's right.
That's when you're done working for the government. And from there on out, you get to work for yourself.
Now it's our money.
So you get, now you get to keep the money. So This was something sent in by Ken Cook here a while back to The Good Stuff. He said, this was to Jim, of course. So he said, hey, Jim, now this is a stretch for a cowboy, but Grandpa said never pass up a challenge. And he also told me to never bet on a sure thing. So Tax Freedom Day is finally here, and by golly, just in time. So I figure to exaggerate and put some words to rhyme. Jim told me I was paid in full. Francie said so too. So now I'm going to just relax. My worrying is through. That letter from the IRS, no way was meant for me. And the message from my tax man, guess I'll just let it be. This here check I plan to send him can be put to some use somewhere else. If I've earned enough to pay him off, I'll use this to buy some cows.
Oh,
so
I like it.
That might fall under the heading of cowboy logic. So Ken Cook sent that one into The Good Stuff here a while back.
This is from a book called The Wisdom of the Midwest. It's called All-Purpose Advice. Gerald Ford observed, it's the ordinary people, the straight, the square, who account for the great stability and success of our nation. He could have been describing the greatness of the Midwest. Midwesterners, ever the straight shooters, will gladly exchange a fair day's work for a fair day's pay. They're not afraid to say hello, even if you're new in town. In Travels with Charlie, John Steinbeck wrote, almost on crossing the Ohio line, it seems to me that people were more open and outgoing. Here, notable Midwesterners share a little neighborly wisdom. This sound advice may seem ordinary, straight, even square, but that's okay. In America's heartland, tried and true always beats trendy and new.
This was overheard on a recent American Airlines flight into Amarillo, Texas, on a particularly windy and bumpy day. During the final approach, the captain was really having to fight it. After an extremely hard landing, the flight attendant said, "Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Amarillo. Please remain in your seats with your seat belts fastened while the captain taxis what's left of our airplane to the gate." And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.